assuming that most of you don't know of Next American City. It was a nonprofit organization that was launched about 7 years ago by three college graduates who wanted to start a conversation about the ways that cities were going to change in the 21st century. And with a mission-based organization, essentially promote socially, economically, and environmentally sustainable cities. And one of the co-founders, Adam Gordon, who's now the board chair of Next American City, has a legendary line, which is that when he first conceived of this idea of Next American City, he sent out an email to five friends, and within half an hour was getting emails back from people he never knew. So it was very clear from the beginning that there were a lot of people who were interested in figuring out how cities were going to change in this new century and think about the opportunities to essentially make sure that the cities of the future were distinctly different from the ones that we left the 20th century with. Actually shifting the group of people who are engaged in cities from, you know, sort of the old community anchors to, say, a new tech-savvy group. You know, are these projects actually making cities more efficient, or is it, you know, really just an excuse to collect a lot of data and personal information about people who live in cities? And is this actually going to change the way that people perceive cities, which I think is very much, you know, one of the main hurdles for a lot of people who live all around the world. When you look at the density and the population of cities, a lot of people think these are just places that have a lot of problems. But, you know, is there an opportunity here for these technologies, websites, and so on, to really start shifting people's perceptions about what it means that cities are actually the solution? They're not just the problem, or they're not a problem at all. They're in fact denser places than, say, suburban sprawl. They're much more efficient. You can compare, you know, the carbon footprint of a person who lives in Manhattan with, you know, a person who lives in LA, and you find that they use far fewer resources just to exist. So those were some of the questions that I wanted to discuss with them. And you know, this is just sort of my little text note to myself that is basically to tell you what this the three areas that I want to discuss tonight, which is there's been a number of changes in the way that information is being dispersed in cities, and I'm curious to figure out what are the potential benefits of, say, moving away from a daily newspaper into these blogs that are very focused on urban advocacy. At the same time, I find that the interactive levels that are generated from, say, these blogs has changed the way that many people see planning of cities. So planning no longer is really just something that's being delegated to official urban planners, architects, landscapers, and so on. It's increasingly being something that regular citizens are asked to participate in. And then does this really lead to a more responsive government where you know, your average citizen is having the chance to talk to government officials and so on? And does this lead us to this golden age of urban involvement, or are we just creating a whole new set of problems that we're going to have to figure out how to fix?
So just as a finalized thought in 10, 20 seconds, Diana Lind is who you heard speaking earlier. She's the one who did the talk at the University of Windsor, the Freed Orman Building, put on by the Humanities Research Group here at the university. And she's at Next American City. That's the group she's with, the website, the magazine, Next American City. Diana Lind, publisher and editor. And we talked about cities and their connections and how the web and how connectivity and 2.0, web 2.0 stuff can really change the way you live in a city and how it looks and how it's governed. It was a great talk. You should have been here. Show up next time. And next time I'll give you a heads up rather than a review.